Now there's lines around my eyes.
This is Ferns.
Hi, my name is Ramsey.
How's everybody going out there? How's everyone feeling? What are you doing? What's the weather like even?
Thinking of you wherever you are. Every week of every year, Jailbreak comes to you. 2CR, Sunday, 9:30.
Jailbreak is keeping you company with you wherever you are in the system.
Just because you're in doesn't mean you're out.
Listeners, a warning, some of the stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
Hi, my name is Ramsey, thinking of you wherever you are.
Bang on those walls, tell the bros to tune in to Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Ramsey and Verns, I hope you enjoyed listening to us, and I hope you enjoyed the music we choose for you. And it's from John Maroney Correctional Centre.
Hello and welcome to Jailbreak.
It's great to have your company, and thank you for the listeners. And I hope you spread the word around and we get some more listeners. Hopefully everyone starts listening to our radio. Anyone can listen to it.
To SER 107.3.
Stop it!
Jailbreak Radio. How's everybody going out there? How's everyone feeling? What are you doing? What's the weather like even?
Hi, my name is Ramsey from John Maroney Correctional Centre. It's been alright. I have some ups and downs. The main time is at night time when you're locked in your cell and you've got no one to talk to. That's the main time when you start thinking about all the wrongs and what you can do better, I guess. But yeah, it's not too bad. That's the time you tune into the radio, if you have a radio.
Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER. Man, we're currently sitting in JM1. That's my first time here. Long-time listener, first-time caller. We are just kicking back with my brother here, and we are in what's referred to in the correctional system as the way forward. It's a new correctional centre with grassed areas and open plan living. What's our unit called? Our unit is it's Archerfield House. Yes, it sounds exotic. The rooms are rather nice. They're clean. We have a tree, which is great. We don't usually have trees. We've been dressed in these sensational green outfits. They're custom made. You won't find them in stores. Yeah. My co-partner in radio joins me now. His name's Ramsey. He is in the cell next to me. And how are you, my brother?
Good, brother. Thank you for having me on this radio. Space is not too bad. Been here for over a week. We get to go do activities on the weekend. We can do recycling, maybe earn barbecues if we keep the pod clean. Depends on our muster and all that. We get let out through the day. We get locked in after 4 o'clock. Depends on if there's any drama or anything. It's not too bad here. Better than other places.
What about the food?
The food, yeah, it's good. Better than home. Get free meals a day.
That's a big call, better than home. Oh, big rap for sensational, for the sensational CSI meals, for the boys that prepare it at Dawn Delois there. Big shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. I'm trying to look into his eyes so we can get lost in each other's eyes. It's good. Okay, we're going to go to Jack Johnson's Flake, and we're going to play that track now. I hope you enjoy it. From Fern and Ramsey, Jailbreak at John Maroney 1. You can't get a word in. He'll tell you straight up.
Right. Your last name's Lee,
man. We're back on air.
From John Maroney Correctional Centre. Hi, my name is Ramsey, thinking of you wherever you are.
Okay, this is Fern's from 2SER.
I know she said it's all right, but you can make it up next time. I know she knows it's not right, there ain't no use in lying. Maybe she thinks I know something, maybe she thinks it's fine. Maybe she knows something I don't. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of trying. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me. You might just let it. Oftentimes we're lazy, it seems to stand in my way. Cause no one, no, not no one likes to be led her sleeping eyes. And I know that when she said she's gonna try, well, it might not work because of other ties. And I know she usually has some other ties. And I wouldn't wanna break on, I wouldn't wanna break on. Maybe she'll help me to untie this, but until then, well, I'm gonna have to lie to you. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it go. And oftentimes we're lazy, it seems to stand in my way. Cause no one, no, not, no one likes to be let down. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it go. Try, baby, the further you'll fall. Even with all the money in the whole wide world, please, please, please don't pass me. Please, please, please don't pass me. Please, please, please don't pass me by. Everything you know about me now, baby, you're gonna have to change.
Thank you for listening to
Jack Johnson by Flake.
I'm Ramsey from John Moroney Correctional Center, and hope you enjoy the music.
Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER. Bang on those walls, tell the bros to tune in to Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM. Hope you're enjoying this selection.
Here's a little bit about myself. Grew up in Granacre. I'm 22 now, got two kids, staying in Basile. Like to play footy, like to get all the kids out there and play footy and do some sports, get involved, even the parents.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, it's my first time in jail. I hope not to come back here.
It's working out for you?
It's not too bad. It's like a school reunion, pretty much. All the boys. Yeah. Haven't seen them for a long time. But yeah, I'd rather be at home. It's not really a good place to be. Everything pretty much gets taken away from you, and you realise how great life is when you get locked up.
The thing I love about you most, man, is that you make this place feel like home. You know what I mean? Because we get by, we can all cry ourselves to sleep, but no one's gonna really care, are they? Fern and Ramsey, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. Currently on remand here. I'll be with you for the next couple of months, according to the judge. So I'm looking forward to sharing my experience with you. And there's two things I don't do. One is talk about religion, and the other one is play cards. Because either one is bound to get you in trouble at some point, right? So other than that, any topic's open, and as long as you're open to what you might receive, don't be critical. Everything should work out for you. General rule, you know what I mean?
What have you learned about yourself being here?
I've learned not to take the things that I have for granted, For example, a toilet seat. I know we all laugh. Everyone's chuckling. Everyone's neat. But really, do your business. Get off. That's the way it is. Courtesy flush. And that's what we're all about, right? No, shower curtains, the same thing. One of the hardest things that I found that I had to deal with when I came to jail was actually the lack of privacy, right? So, for example, if you are sitting on the toilet, I wasn't used to someone actually carrying on a conversation, making eye contact while I'm trying to squeeze one out, right? But you have to get used to that. You have to move on from that. What do you laugh? You laugh, but you know it's true. Hey.
Cop shop's the same thing. The Surry Hill is probably the worst, one of the worst jails I've been to.
You need to lift your game, Surry Hills.
That's underground. There's no fresh air. You can be there for weeks. It's pretty much underground.
Well, we're talking about a building that was designed in the mid-70s, right? You have either a 20-out, a 10-out, or a 4-out, isn't it? They're these square rooms with the psychedelic roof. You literally have, you can see people walking along the street on top. And you have 20 guys, usually most of them hanging out and stuff underneath, complaining about the food, complaining about the televisions that don't work. They need a phone call to their mum. The suckful bit is that you can get stuck there for up to a week or more. And that doesn't count as part of your sentence, you know what I mean? You will, if you're on methadone, you won't get your methadone. If you're on pills or anything like that, you got to wait till you get to NRR, get screened, and try and wear clean undies and socks all the time because you never know how long you're going to be in them. I cried like a baby. No, I didn't. It's like, but it's one way you can do it, you know what I mean?
Have more conversations, try and not to think about what you're in here for because that just slows the time down. More to have a laugh with everyone, and that will make the time go quicker. Like now, it's nearly already 2 o'clock, you know? Day's gone pretty quick. But when you sit around and you're just thinking about what you've done and all that, the time will go slow as. And we're pretty lucky here. We've got televisions in every room. Not that big, but still a television. Still gets the time going past.
I think you brought up a good point, that it's like a school reunion, but not just a school reunion. Sometimes you come in and you run into people you've done lags with before, and it's a sad coming together of old friends, you know what I mean? We've got guys out there in, let's say, Grafton, Kempsey, Cessnock, Lithgow, Bathurst, Junee, Manus. Big shout out to all the boys there because we all come together at one point and we all drift apart, and sometimes we get to say goodbye, sometimes we don't, but you know that our thoughts and prayers are always with you.
Sorry, fans, just the wind in the background. It's just a fan. It's very hot in this little box room. But I hope you enjoy the radio. I got this song, Gangsta Paradise, by Coolio. It does retain some swearing, but it is a good song. And it will get you pumped for anything, like a workout or anything. Song is about the streets, how life is.
Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER.
My name is Ramsey from John Rooney Correctional Centre.
Bang on those walls. Tell the bros to tune in to Jailbreak here on 2SER.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of my life.
Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a low-down gangster.
set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
So blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me. We've been staying most of the night.
The money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Gangsta Paradise by Coolio. Songs about the streets, how life is.
This is Ken. You're listening to Jailbreak.
Come over there, mate. Coming straight to you. For you, mates out there listening, tuned in. I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew. Enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Guess what, cuz? I just got my hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. Are you sick? Heard one of the boys on the treatment too, and they got real sick.
Yeah, cuz, he was really sick. He left it too long, cuz. Besides, there's new treatments anyways, cuz. No needles, no sickness. You just swallow a pill a day, and it's that easy. Never felt better in my life.
You're serious?
Yeah, cuz, there's new treatments out there. You swallow a pill for 3 months, cuz, you got a good chance for a cure, cuz.
Too easy. You're looking deadly, bro.
Yeah, my missus is stoked too, cuz. Won't be passing it on to no one.
Call the Hep C helpline in your centre.
I'm Ramsey from John Moroney Correctional Centre, and hope you enjoy the music.
Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER. Bang on those walls, tell the bros to tune in to Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM. Hope you're enjoying this selection.
Here's a little bit about myself. I was on the streets at the age of 13. I had my mum and my nan. Had to grow up pretty quick. 13, I had to start looking after my mum and my nan. Started to just go to my aunties on the weekends. Pretty much it's been hard. Just got to look after myself and try and make money to feed myself. And now I've got a family to look after. So, yeah. Well, always had a house to go to. You know, always around with my cousins and all that. Mainly just hanging out with all my mates. Didn't like to go home. I had to look after people. And at age 13, you want to do your own thing and you want to be, you know, you want to start to do, you know, stuff. You don't want to be looking after people and like an adult. So I had to grow up pretty quick. Never met my dad, but I was just my mum and my nan. But they, my mum, when she was born, she just a couple of times, died a couple of times when she was born. So she has brain damage. But I still love my mum and still look after her. Nan is passed now. My nan was taking care of my mum till she got sick with cancer. That's the reason I took over and started looking after him. To be a role model, died of cancer. Yeah, my nan passed away about 5 years ago now. Beat it once, but couldn't beat it again. Very hard, still coping, but anything for revenge. That's probably the reason I'm in here now. I cope with my loss not that good, very hard. Maybe I should have express my feelings more to people. Try never to hold it in. Always good to talk, express your feelings to people, because you holding them in is just going to hurt you even more. Got 4 brothers, 1 sister, I've never met them. So that's all my dad's side. My mum's Irish and my dad's Egyptian, so a bit of a mix.
And your missus is?
My missus is my wife, been with 5 years almost. She's full Māori. Just a shout out to my kids and my missus. Just keep your head up and I'll be out soon.
My brother's here from Bass Hill, right?
It's not too bad. It's quiet streets. Villawood's a bit, how you going? Dramas every day. Always hearing the news, people dying. But that's Villawood for you. Just another day in the hood. And
shout out to Villawood East Public School. Kumi Street, massive. The Rand Street Leisure Centre. Love those boys.
First time being on radio. Hope you enjoy it. Feels good. Very happy. Always good to have a laugh. And pass the time. It's always good to have a laugh. Let's talk about your childhood, mate.
My childhood's like, yeah.
Burns, would you like to say something?
Come on, he's trying to pass the ball out the back line.
How you, where you grew up from and where you came from, childhood?
Straight up, Villawood. Villawood was my first place. Okay, I came from Chile. We arrived here in 76. We moved into Villawood. I spent my formative years here, so I know what you're talking about. I love it. Remember the days from back at Basio Drive-In, stuff like that. That's gone now. It's a housing development or something. But from there, I moved to Canley Heights, which is next to Cabramatta. I did my schooling, and at the end of schooling, I thought it'd be a great idea to hit the streets and do a bit of selling, which was probably the that's where I went wrong, you know. But other than that, I now live in Wollongong. I have two boys. Looking back and knowing now what I know, I knew everything then. I had the answers for everything. I actually got into uni, but then the boys said, Fernando, why don't you give that uni thing a break and come and make some money with us? And they were driving around in fancy Hondas and, you know, the Preludes and the Mugen flare kits. And, yeah, of course, everyone needs a little bit of money in their pocket, right? Things progressed from there, and what was a hobby became a habit, didn't it? So I think we all know that story, and we all know what path that leads to. Well, the true story begins when you decide to straighten out, doesn't it?
It's hard to get, once you're in the game, it's very hard to get out. It's addictive. It's like a drug.
It's funny you say, you bring up the game, and I don't think it's a game at all. People treat it like a game, and that's why you end up with like all these plastic gangsters and stuff. Like everyone wants to be cool and everyone wants to be, but it's not like that at all. Really, it's just you trying to hustle up to make your ends meet, right? And as long as those ends meet, everything's sweet. It's when it doesn't that cause trouble. So, look, I easily justify that. Well, the way I dealt with the thoughts that that wasn't the way or that was illegal, well, I just threw off and I justified it by comparing it to, for example, alcohol and tobacco. Alcohol and tobacco are the worst drugs that you can imagine, yet they're legal. So you go around thinking that you're never going to get caught. Don't think about it. I'm never going to get caught.
I got caught probably in 2015 and only just got caught recently again for driving with no license.
I only got caught once while I was mucking around, and that was back in 94, and that was for a cap of heroin. Since then, I became John Citizen, and I didn't get caught until recently. What we do and where we're at and the associations we hold.
It's just a breaking point, I guess. You hold everything in. If you don't express it to your feelings to anyone or anything, I guess everyone just breaks at certain points, you know. Well, since I've learned a lot, you know, usually they try and say count to 10, you know, close your eyes, count to 10. But what I find to relax myself is to like to listen to music, but also to go for walks and that. That usually calms down people, you know. So if you're ever angry and you want to do something stupid, you know, just go for a walk, relax, calm yourself down, think about what you're doing.
From my point of view, how to deal with aggression and stuff, well, I've done EQUIPS, which is a program we do in jail. I've done the aggression trend, and I've got a certificate that now states that I'm no longer aggressive. So I say that I'm no longer aggressive. It's all about the steps you have as well. The one thing that program did teach me is that there are steps that lead up to making a bad choice. When you map out your offence, you can see key points where you've made a wrong choice and that wrong choice has led to making another wrong choice. So if you can identify all the way back where things start to go off, that helps. Well, for example, in the mapping of my offence, the first wrong step, instead of taking a walk like my brother said here, would be to have a drink. Now, we know that's not going to end up, because one's all right, but who stops at one, right? So, and then it progresses from there. Personally, I get irritable. I don't want to hear it. Go away with it. And already you're on the offensive instead of the defensive, which is not the right attitude to have. It's all good in hindsight to say, look, I made a wrong choice here. It's identifying it when you get to it.
It's hard to do.
Isn't it? Because it goes against everything, and you might have to swallow your pride, and you might have to take the back step and concede. Because usually you don't end up with one charge, you end up with more than one. And if the judge runs them concurrently, you're lucky, and if not, you're serving that time out. So that's a good deterrent. Hey, can I request another song? Because I do partake of the party. I want to I want to play a song. It's by Sticky Fingers. They're an Aussie group. They're great, and it's called Be Cool. Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER.
Hi, my name is Ramsey from John Rooney Correctional Centre.
Bang on those walls. Tell the bros to tune in to Jailbreak here on 2SER. So here it is. Sticky Fingers, Be Cool.
Okay, this is a warning. Some of the content that you've heard from me and some of the songs that you're about to listen to have swearing. So if you're a minor, turn your radio off. Or if you're sensitive, turn it down or off. And if you're not, turn it up loud.
Oh, when these feelings run high, I'm gonna feel alive. Like the rebirth that comes from within sight. I've got insight, fuck pride. I'ma live this life with no fear, swagger in my stride. This is who I am. See, sometimes it might seem hard, but you gotta push on to the next frame of my yo. Love life, living in sunshine. Love life, living in sunshine. Stay with me. Let's bring back the sunshine.
Back when it was darkness, full of self-destructiveness, making a mark of a door when we were taking practice. Gotta push through it, the cuts and the bruises, self-manifestation and crudeness. We need to use this for all positivity, cause I'm sick of kicking around all these dead beats, dead streets. We used to live a life of luxury, so let's get back to that.
Stay with me. We can let this go, you see. I'm up in arms. Can't you see what's really going on?
Sticky Fingers, Be Cool.
Ramsey and Verns, I hope you enjoyed our show, listening to us, and I hope you enjoyed the music we choose for you, and we'll have to you all listen again next week.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us.
Write to Jailbreak Care of 2SER, PO Box 123 Broadway 1007. Families or staff, email jailbreak at 2SER.com and make sure you check out Jailbreak Facebook page, search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe, the traditional custodians of the land on which Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock. Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families in New South Wales.
Okay, this is Ferns on 2SER, and my last message to you is to stay positive, stay strong. And yeah, I'll see you on the outside.
Hi, my name is Ramsey. My last message to you is just to, if you're ever feeling down or anything, just especially feelings, find someone that you can talk to. Best thing to do is always ask someone how their day is going, you know? I find that goes a long way. Thank you very much for listening.
This is Ferns on 2SER, and my last message to you is to stay positive, stay strong. And yeah, I'll see you on the outside. Madagala madagala jada da jada da jingala le madagala madagala jada da jada da jingala le madagala madagala jada da jada da. It's my